Hey, hey, it's Emily here for a solo episode. Yes, normally I am on the pod here with my husband, Jake, but I decided to do a mini series all around personal branding. I get so many questions on personal branding as I've been building my personal brand for over 15 years and have done so many different things with it, monetized it in so many different ways. And ultimately, my life has really been able to, my career, I should say, I've been able to completely design my dream life because of having a personal brand. And I just believe wholeheartedly that personal brand is the new resume. So regardless of what you are doing, what you want to do, I just feel like when it comes to personal brand, you've got to have something out there. You've got to have that digital footprint showcasing who you really are. Because even if you're working for someone, chances are they're going to go to Instagram, they're going to go to Facebook, or even Google to try to dig into more of who you are. And I can say that from experience, from hiring executive assistants to people on my team to community managers. Like, we always do a deep dive, and it's not just glancing at their resume. I want to see what they're all about. And so personal brand is really the wave of the future. And that is why, again, I have decided to do this mini series. And if you love the mini series, maybe I'll just make it this mainstay thing where I'm constantly teaching you personal brand, because it is my life. And also, I feel like I have a bit of a different spin on it, doing it for so long, monetizing it in many different ways, from building out, you know, one of the largest health and wellness companies in the network marketing space at a young age. That's how I got clients. That's how I recruited partners. That's how I grew the team. But then also now, you know, being a highly paid keynote professional speaker, to doing brand deals, you name it, I have done all of it through social media and through my personal brand. And so the first topic we're going to dive into today is visual branding and design, the benefits of visual branding and design, and developing a consistent visual identity. So that's things like logo, your colors, your typography, your feel to it. And you know, it's so interesting how out in the space, there'll be people running around saying, it doesn't matter, like, it doesn't need to be curated and perfect, and, you know, just post and create content. And, you know, to some degree, that is true. I mean, you do need to just get out there, post some consistent content. But I would argue that statement. When I hear it, I almost cringe a little bit, because if I don't know who you are, and, you know, I look at social media like real estate, I mean, I really selectively choose who I follow because of the algorithm. And, you know, you've got 5-10 seconds of glancing at a page to see, is this somebody I want to, you know, consume their content? Is this somebody that I want to take up space? Because that is really how people look at it. And if you're all over the place and it doesn't look pretty, consistent, elevated, especially if you're trying to portray yourself as a business person, you're somebody I could eventually buy from, work with, subconsciously, you just go into the bucket of, you don't take yourself seriously. I'm just going to shoot you straight. Like, if you're somebody who's trying to speak, trying to have a podcast, trying to build a business online, but I go to your page and there's absolutely zero consistency, cohesion, there's a million different fonts, it just looks like a garage sale, I am not going to want to buy my wedding dress from a garage sale. I'm going to want to buy it from a place that's tight and right, that's cohesive. And that may seem so harsh. And please, like, just take this brutal honesty, you know, take it with grace, because I'm really speaking right now to the person who wants to make money online, wants to advance their career online, wants to get paid more, wants to elevate, wants to be ultra successful. Now, if you use digital, if you use social to just update friends and family, you know, this episode's probably gonna not sit with you well because it's just not for you, okay? This episode is really for the person though that wants to write a book, that wants to just eventually make money from their personal brand. And okay, let me carry on here with why this is so important and why I believe having some kind of visual identity in your brand with your logo, your colors, it's cohesive, why it plays such a crucial role, because it helps you build a strong and memorable brand identity. Think about it. When you see something over and over again, it becomes memorable. I mean, we could go on and talk about different logos. I mean, right now, you know, I'm looking at my Apple phone. It's memorable. If you buy any brand names, I'm wearing Nike shoes. It's memorable. But even if, you know, you think of a personal brand, Tony Robbins, it's memorable. There's a feeling to his brand. Like, you know, I could go on and on with people in the space. And this is why when people say, it doesn't matter, just make content, it's like, no, you're completely doing the work of making content, but you're missing out on, you know, really going the extra mile by having it be memorable. And that's by developing a consistent visual identity. And that's with your elements as a logo, your colors, your typography, and so much more. Okay. So what else does this do when you get everything tight and right, I like to call it? It's brand recognition. It is absolutely brand recognition. So when you have a well-designed visual identity, it helps customers quickly recognize and associate your brand with your products and your services. So when it's distinctive, when, you know, if you look at my brand today, you know, it's distinctive. The logo, you know, whether it's the EF logo, which is called a submark, or when it's the Fortitude logo, when you see the color palette, the typography, this visual signature stands out in a crowded marketplace. It absolutely does. And so we've got so many people building personal brands. It's like if you go the extra mile and just invest, because it is an investment, on having cohesion, you are definitely going to stand out. I mean, I even see that today. Sometimes there's like popular quotes that fly around and I don't even really know the person or who it's coming from. But after a while, you're like, oh, I've seen that so many times. That's from this person. Like it just starts to become memorable, which is what we all want. And it also provides brand consistency. So when you have this consistent use of different visual elements all across your stuff, from your website to your social media, to your packaging, to your advertising, it reinforces brand recognition. And what that does subconsciously is it builds trust with customers. It really does, because people are going, man, if their ship is that tight and right, I do not mind hitting the buy button on their monthly membership program. I do not mind ordering their new product. I do not mind joining their membership for fitness or whatever it may be. It creates cohesive brand experience, regardless of where the customer interacts. And so, you know, this is something I've been teaching my team, because we do have a private membership that's opened up from time to time. And, you know, I'm teaching the team that the visuals need to be the same inside of this private membership as they do of what I post on the outside, because this is brand cohesion and this creates so much consistency, which ultimately leads to an emotional connection. When you have visual elements that can evoke emotions and associations in a customer's mind by color, shapes, imagery. It can be strategically chosen. Like if you do it right, and this is why it's so important who you work with on brand design, because if they understand and take the time to understand you, it then should absolutely align with your personality, your values, which is ultimately, you know, that should be your brand, because you are the brand when you have a personal brand. This is going to really foster an emotional connection with your target audience. Now, you're not here to serve everyone, but another thing, if you're looking for help in this department, the person should always be asking you, who is your target audience? And so just looking at my personal brand, this is very much what I have done. I know who I'm talking to. Okay. I know who my audience is. And everything you see is very much me. It's so much who I am. It's my personality. It's my values. I mean, I'm in my office right now as I record this, and I'm like, my brand is literally the colors of my office. It's that feeling. Or if I record it in my studio, my brand is very much how the Fortitude Studio looks. That's who I am. And there is a definite emotional connection to some of the visuals I use. You know, it's very high end. It's very Emily, you know, and that's what you're getting. And so again, you're building the recognition, you're building the consistency, and you're building the emotional connection. Now, if you're like, how the heck do I do this? Like, I want to elevate in 2024. I really need to take things up a notch. Or maybe you have a logo from, you know, 1995 and you really need to upgrade. Or maybe you've been playing the Canva game for far too long, and there's nothing wrong with Canva. But eventually, you know, if you do want to elevate, I'm a firm believer in investing in something that not everybody else can have. And so when you have something that's curated for you, for your brand, no one else has it, it very much stands out. And so that is something I have been doing privately, is consulting with clients. They're all completely different brands because they're different people. And I do have a service under Fortitude where I have a VIP client. I have 5 at a time, where I take you and I dive so deep with you in knowing who you are, you know, what your values are, but where do you see yourself going in the next 5 years? And then I take you a part of this program, and I have one of the top brand experts. I have a whole team of designers who then curate a brand based on everything you and I went through. You also talk to this person, and we deliver you a brand that is gorgeous. And then you come out to Southern California and I interview you. We make it come to life. We do a photo shoot, so that way you can use all of the imagery for every single platform you're on, for your websites. And that's something, you know, I started to do when I started coaching personal brand, because I'm like, this is the thing that's going to make you stand out. And a lot of people, they need parameters. And what I have found by having a really good visual brand and brand identity that's memorable is it's actually given me a tremendous amount of freedom, because I just know the parameters I play in. And what I mean by that is, like, if you don't have a brand Bible, if you will, that is like, here's our colors, here's our fonts, here's our pillars of what we talk about, what can happen is you are all over the place, and you honestly get very overwhelmed because you get moody. Some days you're into this and some days you're into that, and you're all over the place, and therefore you don't really have a target audience. Therefore you don't really have a memorable message. You are all over the place, and that affects sales. It affects if it affects everything, it's not cohesive. And so if you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do this, I want to go to another level and I'm ready for it, then what you can do is email info@itsemily.com, info@itsemily.com, subject line brand VIP, and I will get you all the info and see if you are the right fit for doing the brand VIP day with me. I will tell you so many times over again, it is such a well worth investment. I mean, if I think of all the masterminds and the events you can go to and this and that, this is like a one-on-one thing that is going to completely shift the way you view yourself, the way you view brand, and it'll elevate you times 10. It really, really will. And that's what's going to set you apart, because a unique and well-executed visual identity helps differentiate your brand from competitors. So it makes it memorable, it makes it recognizable, and it really truly allows you to stand out in a crowded market, and it really helps you communicate. This is what I do with your unique value proposition, okay? Or your POD, your point of difference. So like the thing that makes you so unique. There could be, you know, hundreds of other people speaking about motivation, but we will find your unique value proposition and help you stand out, which ultimately leads to having you look so much more professional and have so much more credibility. Because when you're polished and cohesive, your visual identity conveys professionalism. It conveys credibility, which ultimately can positively influence your customer perception and trust in your brand. There's just a level of he or she has their ish together, you know? You know what I mean. And so when I talk to people, it's so interesting because it's like, I'm like, what do you want? What are your dreams? What are your desires? What do you want? If you're online and you're creating content, there's got to be a why behind it. Like there's got to be a reason behind it. And so when I ask people, what is that? And they tell me their big, scary, audacious dreams and what they really want, I'd say 95% of the time, I answer back and say back, like, then why aren't you showing up the way that you're speaking out your dreams right now? Like, why is there such a big difference between your dreams and the way you're presenting yourself? Truly. And I'm this big believer of in knowing that, you know, God will meet you at your level of expectation. And, you know, I just feel like if you're not presenting yourself in a way that really makes sense to what your ultimate goals are, there's a huge disconnect there. And, you know, if you would look at your personal brand as brand equity, you'll understand that when you have a strong visual identity, it's going to significantly contribute to building your brand equity, which your brand equity is all about perceived value and associations and that your customers will have with your brand, your potential customers. And over time, consistent, recognizable visual identity can increase loyalty. 100%, I believe this to be true. And so I know that you're maybe like, wow, this was a lot. I never thought of it this way. Well, good. I hope I'm challenging you right now. And it's not about being perfect. Listen, I still want you to shoot the reel running outside. The house is messy, this, that, and the other. But there is a way you can significantly elevate your personal brand. And by investing in a well-designed and consistent visual identity, your business can grow and your communication level when it comes to your personality, your values, your unique selling proposition is going to change. it is going to change. And so again, maybe you're like, you know what? This is my year. I need to pivot. Maybe you've built other things. You know, I talk to a lot of people, maybe for a season of their life, they built their network marketing business, but maybe they never really thought of themselves as a personal brand. They have not invested in building themselves. And even if you're like, maybe 5 years down the road, I want to write a book. Well, then I would start building your personal brand now. Because of over a decade of me building my brand now, as I'm writing my book, I'm so glad I did, because it's going to make it that much easier to get it out. And, you know, I'm friends with so many people that they have, you know, big companies, corporations, but they do invest, you know, 10% of their time building their personal brand because they want that brand equity. They never know what God has planned for them, what's going to shift. And it's just the new personal resume of 2024. And I don't see this changing at any time. So again, I hope that you got inspired by this. I hope you're thinking different about your visual brand identity and design. And if you need help, or if you know anybody that needs help, please send me a message. Email us at info@itsemily.com, subject brand VIP. And I am booking out well into next year. And so we can see what we can do for you on that. But as always, go crush it and keep on showing up, because you never ever know who's watching, who's listening. And I am so proud of you for being here. So thanks so much. Share this episode with anybody you feel like needs a little kick in the pants with their visual identity. And I'll see you next time.